Jesus as my example. And, you know, the Bible says he would get up early when it was still dark out to find some quiet place to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So he checked in with the Father early. I believe he got instruction from the Father, because he said he only did and said what he heard the Father say or do. So I think he kind of just mimicked his Father. He heard it from the Father first. He saw it from the Father first. And then when he would come back and be around people, he knew what to say. He knew what was going to happen. He was well informed. So he got up and started his day with the Lord, with his Father. And that's what I do. I get up early in the morning and I pray. I've been doing it a while. Before I get up in the morning, you know, I'm still praying. You know, I'm asking the Father questions. And all day long, I'm either praying in tongues or praying. I ask Holy Spirit all the time to help me to pray as I ought to.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells you that the Holy Spirit, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will help you pray as you ought. Because a lot of times we don't, it says know how we should be praying. So, and also, you know, just doing things wherever I am, you know, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to hear me, but most of the day I'm praying.
Amen.
Even if, you know, I'm praying in tongues or I'm saying, I think, thank you, Father, is a prayer.
Amen.
I think, you know, if something's going on around you, you may not say it out loud, but you can say a prayer to yourself to try to shift the atmosphere around you, because as a child of God, you have authority. And it's a matter of, you know, what is your revelation according to that authority that you have?
Amen.
You know, are you seated in heavenly places? Is that real to you? Or are you just down here amongst everyone else trying to make it from day to day?
Amen.
So
Amen.
It depends on your attitude and how you think. But to me, like I say, praying without ceasing, I do the best I can to constantly be asked, you know, to constantly ask the Father, you know, what's on your heart today? What's on your mind? What do you have for me today? How can I serve you with excellence today? You know, Father, where are you? What are you up to?
Amen.
Can I participate in what you're doing? So my thoughts are, like I imagine Jesus' thoughts were, all about the Father. So he could be all about the Father and make sure what the Father's desires matched his. And he could accomplish them.
Amen.